Hi, thank you for calling.
This is Vincent.
Hi, Vincent. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding your account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it. So I didn't know.
No, my card got changed, but I've been meaning to call and cancel. I've just been so busy lately. I signed a contract with another company.
Okay.
To be their installer, so technically I don't even have enough time to run my own calls anymore like I did before. So
I see.
I just have been, because I'm running calls for Best Buy now. And
oh, that's cool.
I just
that's
been
awesome.
So busy, I had not had time to call you guys and cancel that. That's why I haven't responded, because I've just been, and every time I think about it, it's already like after hours, and I'm like,
oh, good. Well, I'm happy that we connected. Let me give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is if you can settle that today, you're catching it in time, because come January 7th, that would have reoccurred to $398, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you, you know, if you're running calls for Best Buy and you don't really have time, you know, to do it on your own.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can I do that on Friday then when I get paid?
You can, absolutely. Yeah, or if you like, I can... Well, I can update the card now and then just set it to process on Friday if you like.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
And then
I can
I need to call?
No, I'll put a note that you want to cancel it right after, unless you wanted to take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for. Then you could just, you know, call prior to your next billing. But if you do that, I would at least get the pictures in for the Google verification. They've been sending you notifications and reaching out to you to do that.
Yeah,
I
put them in there. Somebody talked to me about that, and I put them in there. And that's what I was telling the last person who called me. I said, I got those pictures in there. Every time I go there, I see them. Like, I don't know.
Let me look.
A certain
maybe.
One that I'm missing.
Well, you spoke with Maria on the 2nd. Let me see. I don't see that she had discussed that with you, but let me check with the verification department, because typically all I do is collect failed payments. So it could be that those photos are in there and maybe I just, you know, don't know how to, you know, search for it. So let me send that.
Yeah,
because
it said
out.
It was missing like, what was it? Like my truck. Pictures and some like business documents. Cause she asked me, she said, do you have like a bill with your, company name on it? I said, no, because technically it comes out of, this is all out of my house. So they just have my name.
Oh, I
on
see.
It.
Yeah.
And so she said, okay, that'll probably be fine. But just get those other pictures and stuff in there. And documents. And I
always tell people that too. If you have, you know, just 2 of the 7 items they're asking, at least send those in, because at least we have something, you know. But let me ask, because there is a note here from the verification department that they put on December 6th, and it says that Google was to approve a reinstatement. So that indicates that they did get your photos, because if not, they wouldn't have had anything to submit to Google. And it said it would take up to 10 business days. So I know we're at 10 regular days now. We're a couple of short of 10 business days. But let me just ask and see if anything is needed. So is anything else needed for Google verification now, or are we still waiting for reinstatement? Okay. So I'll wait to hear back from them. We work on a GChat system throughout the office. So usually they'll respond within a couple of minutes. So my hope is that by the time I update your, you know, credit card for Friday, hopefully they'll get back to me and then we can tell you if another step is needed. And what I'll do on Friday is I'll push the next billing out 30 days for you if you want to, you know, take advantage of another month of service, which means you would be paid in full until January 20th. But just keep in mind that if that's the case and you still decide to cancel, that you have to send yourself a reminder maybe on January 17th to call in and cancel. That way you wouldn't be billed again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but go ahead. I'm ready for the new card number for Friday, unless it still ends with 9871, and then I could just put the new expiration in.
No. I'm going to use a different one.
It's a whole new card. Okay. No problem.
Yeah. It's 5178.
Okay.
052, I'm sorry, 0595.
0595, okay.
And then 5929.
592 what?
9.
9, okay, got it.
And then 8980.
8980 or 8180?
8980.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, the phone was cracking up a little bit, but I got it. 8980. Okay. At expiration?
0527.
And the code?
081.
And this card is still tied into the Meadow Ridge Drive for the billing address?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay, perfect. So I'm setting the invoice to process on Friday, which is the 20th. And then do you want to just cancel it at that point, or do you want to continue with the next month, and then I'll push the billing out to January 20th?
So you push it out to January 20th. I just need to call on the 17th to cancel.
Exactly. You can call anytime within the month to cancel. So you could kind of watch the account, and once the Google listing gets reinstated and verified, you can call it and cancel it right away, because you'll always get to keep that Google business page. Or you could take advantage of the rest of the month, which I would do if I were you, because typically it's the second month that you see the program pop, and that's when it starts coming to full fruition. So that will be a good thing for your business if you, you know, just kind of remind yourself to call on the 17th. And you might even do so well that you want to keep it, you know, but we'll see, you know, based on how this next month goes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
All right. Let's do that then. I may be able to keep up with it. I'm not sure. It just depends. Cause like I said, the contracts I'm getting from Best Buy right now are just coming in back to back. So. That's awesome. My biggest issue.
Yeah, did they say that that's typical for like the holiday time and then it slows down, or does it stay consistent?
It's kind of like their busiest time of the year. So
yes, that's what I was thinking.
It kind of goes back to normal after Christmas, but right now everybody's trying to get their stuff in right before Christmas, and some people just right after. So.
Oh, I see.
I'm actually at a job right now, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's cool. I can see why your industry would be very busy right now, because people are getting ready for the relatives that are going to come visit during the holidays. And if they had stuff that they hadn't got done, they're going to want to do that, you know, before. And then you say some people will just say, oh, it's so hectic right now, I'll wait till after. But they're still going to get it done because it's, you know, good timing to do it. Some people have the last 2 weeks of the year off. You know what I mean? So that's awesome. Good for you. Okay, well, I put some notes in here. We have you all set for Friday. I didn't hear back from the verification department yet, but once they do respond to my message, I can send you a quick text and let you know what they said, just in case anything is needed of you. If they say, no, everything's fine, you know, we're just going to hear back from Google within the next couple of days, then that's great. But if they're, you know, Google is requesting another step or something, I'll definitely let you know, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
Awesome. Okay, great. Well, have a good rest of your day, too.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Bye. I appreciate that. Okay, bye.